Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wolfgang Wardog will be joining us from the EU today. He is the head of the Health Council of the Council of Europe, the one criminally investigating the big pharma companies. That is an extremely important interview coming up. It's not enough to expose the hoax of the swine flu as a dangerous injection and a fraud, and that the flu wasn't even dangerous compared to the regular flu. We must expose the criminality and bring them to justice so they won't engage in other dangerous hoaxes in the future. Judge Andrew Napolitano will be joining us coming up in the next segment to talk about a host of key issues. And then Freeway Ricky Ross. We interviewed him once from prison, over the phone from prison. He'll be live with us out of prison, one of the biggest cocaine dealers in U.S. history, selling drugs for the Central Intelligence Agency. So that is coming up in the third hour. Kevin Booth will also be popping in with us with his new film, How We've Won the West, Exposing Government Drug Dealing and How the Drug War Works. And also Dr. Doug Rocky, who wrote the book for the Pentagon on DU and how deadly it was in the aftermath for our troops and the Iraqis, the Serbs, and others dying from it. That is coming up in the last hour today. So you definitely want to stay with us throughout the full 4 hours. Andrew Napolitano, Wolfgang Wardog, Ricky Ross, Dr. Doug Rocky, and others, ladies and gentlemen. Totally jam-packed radio broadcast today. And we have your Twitter questions coming in for all of those guests. Twitter.com/RealAlexJones. Those are pouring in. On the news front, there is no doubt the government's getting ready to stage a provocateur new terror attacks. And the CIA, in fact, I noticed this wasn't my stat, guys. It's the Kurt Nemo's top story on Infowars.com. CIA says Al-Qaeda to attack in the next 3 to 6 months. I need that. Thank you. So much information. And I wanted to dovetail that with top neocons saying Obama should save presidency by attacking Iran. That is a PrisonPlanet.com story. And I wanted to dovetail that further with this story from August 10, 2007, the Philadelphia Daily News column, pitching for more dead Americans, neocon fetish. The Ward Churchill of the demented right wing has a death wish for terror in order to unite the country. Remember what he said? When the columnist called for another 9/11 and how great it was for their agenda. We have all these Pentagon reports. We have the CIA. We have neocons currently saying we need new wars, new attacks to get our agenda through. They are right out in the open with what their agenda is and what they're doing. And they think you're so stupid that they're going to be able to get away with this. So we're going to be talking about that throughout the broadcast today. Also, another devastatingly powerful report, and we directly have the U.S. support for arms trade treaty, and Obama signaling a month ago that he plans to sign it. Headline at Infowars.com from the National Gun Rights Blog, U.S. agrees to timetable for U.N. gun ban. And remember Newsmax with the headline, U.S. hands control of Internet over to United Nations. Everything is being handed over. They tried to officially, under treaty, hand over all of our industry and energy to the U.N. 2 months ago in Copenhagen. They're still moving forward to attack the states at that level. We'll talk about it all coming up, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side of this quick break. And we're going to be talking to Judge Andrew Napolitano live. It is the third day, Wednesday, the 3rd of February, 2010. Stay with us.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
For the next 20 minutes is Judge Andrew P. Napolitano. And, of course, he hosts his own TV show on the Fox Business Channel. He has his own syndicated radio broadcast. He does Freedom Watch as well. And I think he's the best person out there, period, on national television. In fact, he's the only person that I agree with almost 100%. And he's a constitutional lawyer, judge, of course. Award-winning researcher, best-selling author, and we are very, very honored to have him on. He's the author of Constitutional Chaos, What Happens When the Government Breaks Its Own Laws, New York Times bestseller, The Constitution in Exile, How the Federal Government Has Seized Power by Rewriting the Supreme Law of the Land, and A Nation of Sheep. He's got a new book coming out, but he's with us until the bottom of the hour, so let's move quickly. Judge, I've got my list of rapid-fire questions. But
I am ready for you, and thank you for that very generous introduction, my friend.
Well, the truth is veritas and stands on its own, so the truth is the truth, not an introduction, just the truth. Judge, but before I get into my questions, what is most important on your radar?
What's important on my radar is fidelity to the Constitution. It's the supreme law of the land, and everybody in the government has taken an oath to uphold it. Yet we see the political maneuverings and utter disregard of the Constitution, with everything from bailouts, which aren't authorized, with everything from regulating contracts that banks can enter into and salaries that can pay their executives, which aren't authorized, to trying people before military tribunals because we hate the person or we hate the manner in which they attempted to commit their crime. None of that is authorized. My greatest fear is that lack of fidelity to the Constitution will expose innocent people to the wrath of the government in ways that the founders could never have imagined. But I must tell you, very, very few presidents and very, very few Congresses, from the first one to the present one, have been utterly faithful to the Constitution. They make their living by finding ways around it.
Well, how do you hold somebody for 5 to 7 years, admittedly torture them and threaten their families, and then use that evidence in trials? I mean, America is over if we allow this to happen. The precedent is then set for the end of habeas corpus and everything else that protects us.
Absolutely. You're 100% on the mark. If the government can do that, and the government has done it and gotten away with it. I mean, the government arrested Jose Padilla at O'Hare Airport because of a conversation he had in Pakistan. Mr. Padilla was born in Brooklyn, New York. His birth records are better known than the birth records of the present president of the United States, even though this happened under the Bush years. He was kept in solitary confinement and tortured for 4 years without any communication with anybody from the outside, not even the guards who fed him his meals and escorted him to the bathroom. And then when the Supreme Court was about to say you can't do that, they suddenly sprung him from that solitary confinement with no charges, put him in a regular federal jail, charged him with a bogus crime, and persuaded a jury to convict him, and claimed they didn't use any of the evidence that he spilled under torture against him. They did this to an American citizen because of a conversation he had on a trip to Pakistan. Not because he tried to shoot anybody, not because he tried to explode a bomb, not because he had bomb-making materials with him, but because he landed at O'Hare Airport within a few hours of the conversation. If they could do that to him, they could do it to anybody.
And if they could do it to him, they could do it to anybody.
So these are my fears, Alex, and I am seriously fearful of this. The Bush administration showed less fidelity to the Constitution than any administration since Abraham Lincoln. This administration is picking up exactly where Bush left off, is doing it with less in-your-face. There is no Dick Cheney in this administration who's boasting about torture, who's boasting about deficits, who's boasting about locking people up and throwing away the key. But they're doing the very same thing.
Well, Judge, Hitler targeted unpopular groups to set the precedent, but in the end, the target was the German people and surrounding nations.
Agreed.
And expanding on this, if we allow torture to be admissible evidence, then North Vietnam was good in torturing our soldiers and airmen into lying, and North Korea was good, and the Soviets were good. And what we know from the MIAC and Homeland Security reports that we got and released to the public in 2009, what we know is the real architecture of Homeland Security and NORTHCOM is pointed at red-blooded conservatives, libertarians, gun owners, returning veterans. And so what a perfect way to fool middle America and conservatives into going along with tyranny and secret arrest and rendition and torture than saying it's for men that don't look like us from foreign countries to set that precedent, when really the entire howitzer of tyranny is really focused and pointed at America.
Well, of course. I mean, war is the health of the state, and fear is what gets us into war. My new book is called Lies the Government Told You. It comes out next month. Myth, Power, and Deception in American History. Question: would FDR have been reelected in 1944 if the public knew he caused Pearl Harbor? Not looked the other way, but caused it to happen? Question: would George W. Bush have been reelected in 2004 if the public knew he made up the reasons for invading Iraq, but he was torturing people and spying on Americans and lying about it. Question, would LBJ have defeated Barry Goldwater? Would he have successfully portrayed himself as the peace candidate if the public had secretly known, and the public knew that he had secretly made up the Gulf of Tonkin incident and was secretly planning to vamp up the Vietnam War? Bigger question, why did all these presidents want war? Because people are afraid in wartime, and they will surrender their liberties, and they will look the other way when agents of the government come for their neighbors. They will only complain when agents of the government come for them.
Shifting gears to the pretext for war, we have a PrisonPlanet.com article by Steve Watson and top neoconservative Daniel Pipes, writing for National Review, says Obama should save presidency by attacking Iran and invoking a crisis the level of 9/11. That reminds me of the Philadelphia Daily News article titled, "One Month from the Anniversary, I'm Thinking of Another 9/11 Would Help America." I mean, these guys are right out in the open saying they want new wars, and the CIA is saying we will be hit by al-Qaeda in the next 3 to 6 months, and then dovetailing that, Judge, I want your take on this. Kurt Haskell, his wife, and a bunch of other witnesses went public and said a smart-dressed man got the underwear bomber in Amsterdam on the plane, and the State Department came out last Wednesday, and it's in DetroitNews.com, and said, yes, we let him on to track him as al-Qaeda. And there was another man on the plane, supposedly with a bomb now. The FBI's backtracked on that, but it's buried in an ABC News report. It's not getting the traction it needs. This looks like an attempt at provocateur or let the terrorists attack us as a pretext so Obama can pose as a savior.
Well, of course it is. And all of this stuff came out, not that the State Department let him on the plane, but that the FBI has been entered into some kind of an agreement with his family so that he can speak with the FBI, and that we are in danger of another 9/11. In fact, these characters told a Senate committee was absolutely certain that it was going to happen. I don't know how they could be certain about anything. All this comes out at a time when the president's polls are low, when the Democrats are losing ground, and I hold no water for the Republicans because they're virtually all big government statists, Ron Paul and a dozen or so in the House are the exceptions to the rule. But when the president needs shoring up is when they decide they want to scare us. And what would scare us more than the director of the FBI, the director of Central Intelligence, and the director of National Intelligence all answering yes, yes, yes to the question, are we certain to be attacked again? No specifics, no examples, no evidence, just it's going to happen. So be afraid. Be very afraid. And P.S., give us your freedoms so that we can keep you safe. That's what will come next.
And let's go back. I remember in 2002, 2003, and then even Ari Fleischer, White House press secretary, bizarrely, in a press conference said, we're issuing these for political gain, I guess to try to cover his hind end. But Ridge came out, as you know, in a best-selling book last year, the former head of Homeland Security, and said, we issued these for political effect under the Patriot Act. Issuing a fake terror threat is an act of terrorism itself.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because it is lying to the American public. And when the government lies to us and we rely on that false information, we make poor choices because we don't know the truth. We vote for presidents who tricked us, like FDR, George Bush, and LBJ. They end up with more power. They start destructive wars and sap our freedoms. It's the same pattern over and over and over again.
And with Obama stalling on every front, with his Copenhagen greenhouse gas tax, open world government being announced, failing, the flu hoax coming out, criminal investigations in Europe and England, with, you know, the heads of the health department, the EU, saying it was a payoff fraud to the health heads. He's coming on next hour. With all of this coming out, with his big tax increases in trouble, his government seizure of health care in trouble because it's so illegal. The state's lining up to fight it, the attorney generals, the federal and state courts, with their entire agenda, his youth corps falling apart, his lowest approval rating of any president in history 1 year in, with the fastest decline accelerating towards, you know, something that looks Nixonian in 74. He is going to need a crisis, and we've got neocons and establishment liberals saying, attack Iran to get you dug out of this. I mean, these guys are right out in the open, Judge. Where do you see Obama going?
Starting a war, picking a fight, creating a crisis so that we will unite behind him. And in that euphoria of uniting behind him, they'll enact all the march towards socialism they tried to enact. Just like the Republicans in the euphoria of unifying behind George W. Bush in the weeks and months after 9/11 enacted the Patriot Act, the most hateful and un-American piece of legislation ever enacted by Congress, at least since the Alien and Sedition Acts of 1798. The president and the Democrats will do the same thing. A crisis makes people afraid, makes them think the government can take care of them, and when the devil makes that satanic bargain, hey, give me your freedoms and I'll keep you safe, most Americans would give away their freedoms in return for safety. It doesn't work. You end up less free, less safe, and you don't get the freedoms back.
Shifting to naked body scanners, they ordered them a year ago. Chertoff's making money off of it. A bunch of Obama officials are making money as advisors while they recommend these systems. He spent $1 billion. He wants $215 million more. So every major airport of any size has them. It records your naked body. And then I have a headline here out of the British news where they're now saying, oh, Al-Qaeda is going to sew these into their body, and so now we need x-rays, chest x-rays. I mean, this is insane.
Well, this will put the airlines out of business because at some point people will say enough is enough. I think we ought to get rid of the TSA, the Transportation Safety Administration, and get the business of keeping airlines safe into the hands of the airlines. Look, if we were truly allowed the right to keep and bear arms, there would have been no 9/11 because some sane, safely armed passenger on one of those planes would have blown away the guys that commandeered them. But the same government that thinks it can keep us safe will not let us protect ourselves.
Well, we notice how that works. First, they disarm us. They domesticate us, like Chicago, like New York and other gun ban cities. They disarm the pilots 6 months, because before that, some of them were allowed, if they got the license to carry a gun on the plane. You can trust them to fly the plane but not have a gun locked up in the cockpit. And then the more liberty we give up, the more tyranny they always sell us, the less safe we get. They know exactly what they're doing.
Well, of course they do. Look, flying has become a little bit safer now, not because of anything the government did, but because some pilots are carrying guns, because the cockpit doors are built like vaults, and because passengers are becoming more courageous. All this was done by individual behavior or corporate behavior, none of it by the government. In Newark, New Jersey, where a guy walked through a security door to kiss his girlfriend goodbye and then walked back out the security door and left the airport, they put 10,000 people out in 15-degree cold at night in Newark because their surveillance cameras didn't work and they didn't know he had already left the airport and all he did was kiss her. And then they arrested him and blamed him for kicking everybody out as if he, the object of the photograph, should be responsible that the camera didn't work. This is what happens when we trust our safety to the government.
Judge Andrew Napolitano is our guest. He's going to fire out some websites under key info when he leaves us coming up here in about 7 minutes. But, Judge, the problem here, and I want to ask you as a constitutional expert, one of the foremost in the world, your strategy for our listeners at the state level or federal level to fight this. Copenhagen fails, and so Bloomberg and the Associated Press report, literally the UN and Schwarzenegger organizing it with the Council of Governors and Mayors. Austin is coming out with a $2.6 billion tax in the first 3 years on all human activity, natural gas, oil, you name it, in violation of state and federal law. They can't get the Senate to pass it, so they're just doing it. We have Obama saying he will now sign the United Nations Small Arms Treaty, which National Gun Rights Blog headline, U.S. agrees to timetable for gun ban. So my point is, on every front, he can't get the Senate to say carbon dioxide is a deadly poison, so he says the EPA will just do it. He's taking over the cities.
Right.
He's coming after our guns through treaty. What do we do to fight this?
Well, under the Constitution, as you know, and as most people listening to us now know, Alex, a treaty is meaningless until it's enacted by two-thirds of the Senate. I doubt that the president could get two-thirds of the Senate to enact a treaty that would interfere.
But then he orders the bureaucracy to do it.
Pardon me?
But then he just orders the bureaucracy to do it.
Well, if he orders the bureaucracy to follow a treaty that has not been enacted, then the first person who is harmed by behavior of a bureaucrat, say it's you or me with a lawful weapon being seized by a federal agent because the bureaucracy has told the agent to do it and he claims he's just doing his job, then we would have to challenge this in court. And hopefully we would find judges that are faithful to the Constitution. But he cannot create law on his own. He wishes he could. And treaties basically create law, which is why, A, they require a two-thirds vote of the Constitution, and B, they cannot interfere with any fundamental liberties guaranteed by the Constitution. And thanks to a great opinion called Heller, H-E-L-L-E-R, written by Justice Antonin Scalia last year, we now know that the right to keep and bear arms is a fundamental, read, natural right, like the right to defend yourself in a fight in the streets. And the government can't take that right away, though we know they will try. You've said this more effectively than anybody else on air, Alex. The first thing a tyrant does is to disarm the citizenry because they fear more than anything else an armed citizenry.
And I guess you have the states come down on cities that are unconstitutionally going along with this as well.
Well, that's not going to happen in New York or in Illinois, where, as you say, New York City and Chicago have virtually banned guns in utter disregard for the Heller decision.
They're trying to police other states as cities.
Well, they're about to get their comeuppance. I can tell you that it is my opinion that the Supreme Court agreed to hear two cases from a federal appeals court in New York City and from a federal appeals court in Chicago in order to smack them down and says Heller and to tell them that Heller is the law. And the Second Amendment not only says the feds can't interfere with your right to keep and bear arms, but no government can interfere with your right to keep and bear arms. Look, Alex, in my opinion, gun registration laws are unconstitutional. The government has no more right to know that I own a gun than it does to know that I own a pair of shoes.
All right, moving quickly, absolutely. I have a question here from one of our Twitter people. It says, is nullification a workable solution for the overreaching Fed, or will it take secession?
I think it will take nullification by a good number of states before the federal government takes note. If a single state nullifies the federal government, like Virginia is on the verge of enacting a statute which would make it a crime in Virginia to follow federal health care law, that, of course, will create a conflict between state and federal. A federal judge will probably rule for the feds. But if many, many other states did the same thing, the Congress would fear that many states could gang up on it in a constitutional
amendment. We are on that road. So you agree with many listeners that one of the key battlegrounds is getting our states back. That's the Achilles heel of this globalist system.
Absolutely.
Okay, we've only got a minute and a half left. Where do you see America going? We know the Republicans, people like Brown, getting in Massachusetts. It's a good message to Obama to back off. The problem is these Republicans are just as bad once they get in, but it took 8 years to wake up to Bush or 7 years. It took a year to wake up to Obama. The system knows the people aren't putting up with the bait and switch. What happens when Republicans get in and continue to sell us out to the foreign banks? Do we go into revolution?
I don't think we go into revolution, but I have spoken to enough Tea Parties to know that they are about 90% filled with freedom lovers who reject the Republican Party as much as they do the Democratic Party. It is that type of rejection that will save us. That's the only thing we can do peacefully.
Well, I'm for a peaceful revolution of InfoWar, calling into talk radio, websites, banner hangs. We are the majority. If we just don't shut up and we have natural law and truth on our side, there's no way these criminals in government can get away with it.
I agree with you. And you, my friend, are doing more than anybody I know. I'm trying to keep up with you to educate the public in the dangers of too much government. And guess what? The message is getting through, Alex.
God bless you. Look forward to having you in studio in the near future. Judge, give us your website.
JudgeMap.com is the best way to find all my stuff.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon, Judge.
Thank you, Alex.
God bless you. Take care. My websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Judge Andrew Napolitano.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Joining us coming up in the next hour from France at the EU. Oh, he went back from France to Germany today. He's back in Germany today. He's the head of health at the Council of Europe, the head of the 40-plus member board representing the nations, calling for criminal investigations. International hearings begin on falsified swine flu pandemic. That's the article from a week ago. And now they've had the hearings. The Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, a 47-nation body encompassing democratically elected members of the Parliament, has begun hearings to investigate whether the H1N1 swine flu pandemic was falsified or exaggerated in an attempt to profit for vaccine makers. And writing in one of the reports is Wolfgang Wodarg. in order, this is quoting, to promote their patented drugs and vaccines against flu, pharmacological companies influenced scientists and official agencies responsible for public health standards to alarm governments worldwide and make them squander tight health resources for inefficient vaccine strategies and needlessly expose millions of healthy people to risk of an unknown amount of side effects of insufficiently tested vaccines. The bird flu campaign of 2006 combined with the swine flu campaign to have seemed to have caused a great deal of damage not only to some vaccinated patients and the public health budgets, but to the credibility and accountability of important international health agencies, wrote Dr. Woodard. So he is joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Who's scientist? Swine flu pandemic was completely exaggerated. Another InfoWars.net headline, Steve Watson, international inquiry, here's evidence. Base was weak. And charges of collusion with drug companies. That is coming up with Wolfgang Woodard later in the broadcast. And Ricky Ross was sentenced to life imprisonment after being convicted of trying to purchase more than 100 kilograms of cocaine from a federal agent. He's one of the biggest CIA contracted drug dealers in history and got set up by them when they were done with him. And, of course, that was in Gary Webb's Pulitzer Prize-winning report for the San Jose Mercury News. They killed him. He was writing another book that vindicated everything they'd reported. And then Dr. Doug Rocky, depleted uranium expert, in the last hour today. You definitely don't want to miss any of this. During the break, I was talking to Judge Andrew Napolitano. He did not know about Detroit News and the State Department saying, yes, we ordered them to let this guy get on the plane because we were tracking Al-Qaeda. Oh, they're always tracking them. Oh, we ordered the State Department to let Muhammad Atta and others in 2000. Well, we got Springman on, the head of the visa section of the embassy next week. They ordered him to let him in, saying, oh, well, their Al-Qaeda designation is a CIA cover. It's always the same. And then who gets to lose their freedoms? Who gets targeted by all this police state? You and I. That's who gets targeted by it, ladies and gentlemen. We cover such a wide range of incredibly important issues and dynamic stories that are constantly changing and evolving, that routinely I will cover a bombshell issue, but it just gets mixed in with all the other incredibly important issues, though it's even more important. And the fact is, if you study politics and you study the geopolitical strategies used by the Anglo-American establishment, and that means, that doesn't mean white people. People always get emails saying, why are you saying Anglos are bad? It's a geographic designation in a geopolitical system. England and the U.S. are known as the Anglo-American power axis. Okay, I'm talking about these rich nations run by the bankers, okay? And we know what their strategies are in the past. We know what their current strategies are. And we know what they are currently doing. They are openly and publicly on a monthly basis, bare minimum. More often than that, I miss most of it. There's no way to keep track of all this, ladies and gentlemen. Openly saying they want to enslave the people of Europe, England, and the U.S., that they use terror as a pretext to enslave us, their milk cows. We are the target. They openly state they want to launch new wars to expand their empire and to distract the public from the trillions they've stolen, from the banker bailout robbery, from all the crimes being committed. The public is now learning about all these secretive private trust that the trillions were put through by Geithner, Bernanke, Paulson, and others. And it's all illegal on its face. That's in my stack. Giving themselves waivers to give themselves hundreds of millions of dollars apiece is absolutely illegal. Ordering the Federal Reserve, ordering the federal controllers of AIG when the government took it over to not file and to not tell the public or the media who AIG was giving the money to is illegal on its face. And then the debate starts up. Well, did Geithner know? And then it comes out, yes, he indeed did know in the emails, as the New York Fed, that his lawyers were ordering the federal regulators to do this, which is backwards, to have the private Fed telling them what to do, but that's how it's set up. Okay, why aren't the lawyers that wrote the emails under Geithner being indicted? You know, they'll roll over and expose Geithner if that happens, but we don't need them to roll over. Geithner's been on TV more times than I can even keep track of. You've all seen him saying, we won't tell you where the money went. It's our policy to make it secret. So it's a lie out in the open. So what are they going to do? Well, I'm going to tell you what they're going to do. They're going to launch new wars, and they are going to stage terror attacks, and there's no doubt the underwear bomber was that. That's been proven without a shadow of a doubt. There is no doubt. And now I just put Napolitano onto it. I'm sure he'll be covering him in the next few days. He was unaware of the fact that the State Department even admits that, oh, well, we let him get on the plane. We protected him. And, yeah, we lied about the second man on board the plane and the bomb that was supposedly found, and we lied about Haskell, and now he's been proven right. And, yeah, somebody was videotaping him. They are clearly playing the terror card and the war card right now. What are we going to do about this? We had better get the word out on this at the grassroots now. This is the number one issue. Just like I told you, we need to target all firepower on the Copenhagen fraud and the climate gate, knowing that would then blow up sky high, and there's no need to spend all our time on that now because two new scandals came out today dwarfing climate gate emails. I mean, it's just, it's like bombing an aircraft carrier and hitting the magazine where all the munitions are. You just better get back. You don't need to pump any more rounds into that dead horse. At the international level, at least until later this year when they try again in, what, 7-8 months in Mexico City. Now it's the local fight. But see, on the flu fraud, on the banker takeover fraud, on the new war they want with Iran and Yemen and Pakistan, all of their frauds, their health care fraud, their new banker robbery that they call a jobs bill, and congressmen are on record saying it's not a jobs bill, it's another banker bailout, which isn't a bailout. It's lies within lies within lies within lies within hoaxes within frauds within spin within scams within more lies. Their entire agenda is in flames right now. If this is allowed to continue, the New World Order is crippled. They're hurt right now. It's kind of like they got gangrene in one of their legs. And if they don't stage a terror attack, which is basically the penicillin, and save that leg, they're going to have to cut it off and be seriously crippled. It may even kill them. It may politically rot their whole body. It could even be too late. But people have this foregone conclusion that freedom can't win and that liberty is impossible. No, that's mind control. That's a foregone conclusion implanted in your brain. And why am I the number one person fighting the New World Order, as you heard Napolitano say earlier? The number one person. Because I understand history and we can win. And that's why I'm the number one target of COINTELPRO, disinfo, hoaxes, propaganda, lies. So anytime you see me being attacked, you better research it fully. Because you're always going to find out it's a lie or a fraud. Or you will hear me come out and say I was wrong, which is very rare. I can't spend my time responding to lies. I can't spend my time when Dean Haglin here, who's a great guy, and says, oh, well, you're owned by ABC, aren't you? Just a total lie. But I can't spend my time countering it. And even if I do, it doesn't matter. So regardless, folks, you need to take action against tyranny and not be distracted by the continued, sustained, organized attacks on myself. I am not a Scientologist. I am not, nothing wrong with it, but I'm not Catholic. I'm not Jewish. Nothing wrong with that, but I'm not. We are not owned by ABC. We have leased 3 different satellites over the years. That's what anybody on talk radio, if you try to go start a show about dirt buggy racing around the country and you want to syndicate it, there's one way to do it, and that's to rent a Jones, a Clear Channel, or an ABC, and it's not even ABC now, it's something else. The point is, that's how disinfo works. But let's just say this is an ABC radio show. It's not. Okay, what are you going to do about the fact they want to stage new terror attacks and go to war with Iran? What are you going to do about them taking over your cities to implement around Congress the carbon tax? What are you going to do about joblessness rates exploding? What are you going to do about them attempting to have forced inoculations around the country? You better fight it and stand up and go against it. Because we got a chance of winning, ladies and gentlemen. But it's not just me that gets attacked. It's anybody who's real and who effectively is actually exposing the system and hurting it is going to have hit pieces written about them from above and below, from the fake grassroots right up to the top. That's the badge of honor. That's the signature, the battle wounds on my war helmet and on my breastplate. The fact that I've got a dented war helmet on and the fact that my sword has got notches in it and is more of a club these days is the signature of the bona fide. Because they don't want you to know there's real patriots or real heroes. They don't want you to know because you will then envision yourself as that and you will become the leaders that you were meant to be. So I will tell you all right here today that if you commit to the fight against tyranny and take action, we will defeat these people. But I will tell you here today without a shadow of a doubt, just as I told you 6 months before, 2 months before, a week before, and on the day of 9/11, that they were going to stage an attack on the World Trade Center and blame it on their CIA asset, Osama bin Laden. I have only issued two separate alerts after this when they were clearly in the preparatory phase getting the public ready for staged terror attacks. 2004 and 2007. Remember when Cheney told U.S. News and World Report a U.S. city will be nuked? They had Tommy Franks on the payroll running around saying, one more attack, we get a military dictatorship to keep you safe. And I told you that was a government paid for op, and it came out he was on the payroll to say that. They are trying to prepare you. But because we got the word out, and because 9/11 Truth wounded the dragon and exposed false flag terror and the false flag paradigm and the inside job, self-inflicted wound, Reichstag paradigm, the fake terror, stage terror paradigm, because you got the word out. Because We Are Change and 9/11 Truth took the heat and went up against the COINTELPRO. And because I went up against them, now the general public knows about it, and it's very hard for the enemy to do it. But all their major pundits are saying, we need a new crisis, we need a new war, and the terrors are coming, and the CIA says it's going to happen. They say we're going to be hit within 3 to 6 months, and I'm going to be breaking this down in the next segment. Remember all the COINTELPRO that We Are Change New York went through. Every time they went to public events, they got arrested on the street. They got arrested going to press conferences. We had to raise money for Luke, send them more cameras. Remember Jeremy Tallis, that's his official name. German Tallis is his nickname. Out of a dark corner outside a bookstore where Laura Bush was speaking, a man comes running out with a little girl on a wheelchair and begins ramming it into him, screaming, don't attack my daughter, don't attack my daughter. And I went on air and I defended Tallis. I defended Luke. I exposed that was a fraud. You, my listeners, raised them the money for the lawyer, part of it. And they went to court, even though he was facing a decade in prison under fake charges, and made it come out on stand, and the Secret Service admit that they actually attacked him. And boy, did I get a lot of heat. Alex, you're sticking up for somebody who attacked a girl in a wheelchair. And a lot of patriots bought the PSYOP, ladies and gentlemen. And there's so many other examples of this. But in the end, the New York Post had to print a full retraction. It was all a hoax. They're masters of deception. They're masters of, like, Michelle Malkin sitting behind me screaming, "Kill Michelle Malkin," and saying I had said that, but the truth came out. And the truth comes out when I go to events, when mentally ill people or provocateurs or whatever run up and stage a distraction and then blame me for what they've done. That comes out in the end, because the truth always comes out. The truth is incontrovertible, and God is on our side, and we are winning. And no matter whatever happens to Alex Jones, as we go into stormier and stormier waters, the truth has been laid. The track has been laid. It's out there, and the people are discovering it. And we know their strategy, and they are green-lighting stage terror attacks right now. And if we get the word out about the underwear bomber, about the Gulf of Tonkin, about all these other events, when they stage it, it is going to blow up in their face. And it won't take 3 or 4 years to expose it like 9/11 did. It's going to happen very, very quickly. I'm going to come back and break down the details of this on the other side. But realize, the national media attacks 9/11 Truth as the number one enemy because we are their enemy. We have exposed their favorite trick, and they absolutely hate us. And they've got their operatives crawling all over us.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
We'll be right back. there's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down
when the man
comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen.
In each sip and in each
Here's step. Our article from December 27th, 2 days after the underwear bomber, now completely proven to be absolutely accurate. Government allowed plane bomber to attempt attack. And now it's all come out. Just like we told you the UN was going to announce, they want to censor, tax, and regulate and make you get a license to be on the Internet. Now they've gone public with it, and Time Magazine's calling for it. That's coming up later. I told you by the 27th, when I went live on that Sunday after the underwear bombing after Christmas, I said they're putting the naked body scanners in, and next they're going to say people have breast implants and bombs in their stomachs like drug mules, and they're going to try to chest x-ray. They say you shouldn't get more than 5 of those in your life. Everyone when they fly. Oh, London Guardian, CBS News, Al-Qaeda bombers learn from drug smugglers. New technique of storing bomb materials inside body cavity nearly kills a Saudi prince. Here's another one, WorldNet Daily, MI5 hunting breast implants of death. Authorities alarmed by possibility of surgically placed bombs. That's yesterday, WorldNet Daily. See, now you're going to have to be fully x-rayed, not just naked body scanned. And next, Homeland Security for 2 years has been looking at making you wear taser bracelets. Everyone becoming total prisoners, saying you can't get up for the last hour of the flight. You can't put a blanket over your lap. All of us being trained to live as prisoners. Now, as soon as our next guest leaves, I'm going to get into this because this is the top story. This is the most important issue. This isn't just a story or an article. This is what they're planning. This is what they're doing. Neocon says Obama should save presidency by attacking Iran. This came out last night, National Review. It's an article at prisonplanet.com. Very dangerous. I want to go back to the Philadelphia Daily News. Headline, 1 month from anniversary, I'm thinking another 9/11 would help America, laments Stu Bykofsky in his Philadelphia Daily News column. And I have more of these. The neocons, remember the top generals in that meeting with Rumsfeld, the tape got released 3 years ago, where they said, we need another 9/11, sir. And he said, yes, I know. We need a big article about all of this. I know Paul Watson's working on it right now. There's just so many instances where they must have it. Their entire agenda is imploding. I'm telling you, the underwear bomber, I told you the months before that, look for staged events, and now it's beginning. They are moving against free humanity. They are in trouble. They are down in the mud to their axles. They must stage terror attacks. And that's why it's so important that everyone see Terror Storm and Loose Change Final Cut. We've got Loose Change Final Cut for $5. You may know all about 9/11. Your friends and family don't get it. Terror Storm. You need to pre-order How Weed Won the West, Exposing Government Drug Dealing. Shadow Government We're Carrying. Fall of the Republic. You can get free T-shirts and DVD deals. Aaron Russo, Reflections and Warnings. Free. Infowars.com. Or call toll free. 888-253-3139. Now we're going to come back and expose the flu hoax. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.